You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio with me, and on the phone we have WKDZ's Melissa Noel. She's going to tell us all about this weekend's Trigg County Country Ham Festival. Melissa, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Melissa, Trigg County Country Ham Festival is voted top three 2 years in a row as best annual festival in Kentucky by the readers of Kentucky Living. This is really a community festival, but WKDZ drives this ship to a great degree, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I do. WKDZ has been involved within entire history of the festival. This is the 37th year, and WKDZ has been there from the very beginning.
I read the Trigg County history that I obtained a long time ago, and the UK extension agents who were at the job at the time of its beginning said they were thinking about a festival and they couldn't figure, they were considering moonshine and country ham and decided they better go with country ham as the
Right. I'm glad they went with country ham.
Well, you know, for newcomers to the area, the world's largest country ham and biscuit is probably the most amazing thing on the bill. But there's music, there's magic. Would you start though with the big country ham biscuit?
I would. That's always one of our biggest features. Our local Helping Hands organization has kind of taken over that project, and we have a specially made oven. So about 8:30 on Saturday morning, they get up there and they start preparing all of the biscuit works and put it in the big oven. And it takes from about 8:30 till about 11:30 for it to cook, you know, for them to get all of it ready. And then they pull it out of the oven, and here you've got this, it's like probably 9 or 12 feet across, and they start cutting it up in little sandwiches, and everybody gets to sample it.
About how many hams go into the making?
I believe I want to say probably about 20 or 25 hams maybe. And just a huge amount of the, I don't have the recipe right here in front of me, I wish I had brought it with me, of the flour, and they have to actually get on the bottom of the oven. It's like just kind of a flat steel surface, and they have to actually put down some cardboard, like, and then they get out there and start preparing all of the dough and everything and get it all spread out. So it's quite an undertaking. It's usually, I'd say, about 10 or 12 of them up there working on it.
I should imagine just the thought of kneading the dough would tire me out. There's also a country ham biscuit contest, I see.
There is. Our local ag extension office and the homemakers, and they have it's the Trigg County Country Ham Festival's Country Ham Show and the Best Country Ham and Biscuit Competition. And both of those are pretty popular events, I would say. All of our local ham producers have done the hams and entered the hams, you know, for years and years, cured the hams and brought those in, and they're on display, and then they're judged during the morning. And just a couple of years ago, they started the Best Country Ham and Biscuit Competition for all of our famous and good cooks out there to bring in their best biscuits made from scratch and ham. And so that's all on the lawn of our Jefferson House, and that gets underway early Saturday morning. It's kind of an all-morning thing there.
But the WKDZ Renaissance stage opens Thursday?
It opens Friday morning.
Friday morning, okay.
Our kickoff opening ceremonies start on Friday morning with our national anthem and our welcome from our mayor and our judge executive. And then we're going to have the Cady's Baptist Church Christian Academy students there to perform a song for us. And then we start in, and all day during the day we have various music acts. And on Friday, we have the hog calling contest, so that's always a lot of fun.
you obviously, WKDZ broadcasts the hog calling contest.
Yes, WKDZ actually broadcasts from the whole thing. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and then on Saturday, we're back again all day. And Bill Booth from here at WKDZ, our program manager, he actually emcees the stage. And WKDZ got heavily involved with all of the music a couple of years ago. So Bill has actually worked on all of the stage entertainment and all of the music, and we're really excited about having Sammy Kershaw as our closing act on Saturday night.
And fireworks?
And fireworks. Right after that, we have a big display that's right over the downtown Cadiz area in the West Cadiz Park, and you can see them from just about all over Cadiz.
Now, I want to ask you about Money in the Haystack.
Yes. That's been going on for years and years and years. Friday morning, one of our local farmers started years ago bringing in hay, Raymond Oliver. And so he always brings in our hay, and they, all the workers at F&B Bank here, they come down there and they actually work it and put the prizes and sponsor it and everything in it. But they actually have like gates, like you would put pigs or cows or something in from the farm. And they turn the kids out. They divide them into like age 2 to 3 and then 4 to 5. So when they say go, they send all the kids out there and they just dive in the hay, you know, trying to find the prizes and all that F&B Bank has put in there for them.
There's also a magician on your bill frequently during the weekend.
There is a magician. Mark Comley is a magician that's sponsored by our Cadiz Rotary Club, and he's going to be performing on the stage, on the WKDZ Renaissance stage, as well as down at our West Cadiz Park, which is where we have a lot of kids' activities along with the carnival down at West Cadiz Park, and we have a petting zoo. And it's unbelievable to me. I grew up on a farm here in western Kentucky, and so I'm used to farm animals. But we have had people down there every year that have never seen a pig, never seen a cow, don't know what a horse is. So we get the biggest kick out of seeing their faces when they go over to the petting zoo. And we here again, we have the big fences, you know, like you keep the animals in, and you just go in and pet the little animals. They have babies and adults, and it's really neat if you've never been able to go to a farm.
Neat. Now, tell me about carving pigs out of logs.
That is something new this year. We have a sculptor that's coming in from Georgia, and he takes a log, like a huge log from one of our area lumber yards, and then he carves a giant pig out of it, or various sized pigs, but he's going to be sculpting any kind of different pigs and have them on a display. But he does it with a chainsaw. So that should be something really interesting.
And then I see Janice Mason Art Museum is showing the work of the Trigg County Quilters Guild.
Right. We have the quilt show up at the museum, and they have the display set up in there, and they do that every year as a fundraiser. And also our Cadiz Baptist Church men, as a fundraiser, they have a car show. So we have a car show going on all day on Saturday as well.
And from 3 p.m. on Friday, there's a whole hog roasting. I presume we'll be able to eat the hog after that. Yes?
No.
No?
Actually, the health department says no eating of this hog. John Jordan comes down, and he has this huge grill, and he puts a whole hog on it with the pig in its apple in its mouth and everything, and he roasts it as a demonstration that day. But you can actually come by and he'll open it up and you can see this whole pig laying in there, which I said, I don't know anybody could eat it after they've seen the poor little thing on the grill.
But all you get is the aroma. That hardly seems fair.
I know, that is true. We kind of cheat a little bit. Our festival committee actually gets to eat the hog. We can't serve it to the public, but we do use that as our Saturday night kind of closing meal for all of our workers.
Well, you deserve it. Hey, I want to ask you about, this is the coup de grace, one might say, or the coup de pig. Miss Triggy Piggy, what is this about?
Miss Triggy Piggy, several years ago we had a lady that was always the pig, you know, and she had just a head on and came through town, and we used to have a parade, so she was the highlight, you know, waving to all of the kids and everything, and it was like, guess who this is? So it kind of evolved over the time. After she passed away, we kept thinking, we've got to have a pig again. So we came up with Miss Triggy Piggy, and we've actually bought a full costume. You know, it's like the pink costume with the big head and the big paws, you know, and everything. So Miss Triggy Piggy is going to be available for pictures and be down at the Money in the Haystack. And it's just so funny to see all the little kids run up, you know, to her and like, there's somebody in here.
Well, we've only sort of scratched the surface, Melissa, but I'm sure you can direct me to where I would find all of these events online.
Yes, it's at hamfestival.com, and there's a full listing on there, the whole schedule of events. We have booths. We have almost 200 vendor booths with various merchandise and food, which is always everybody's favorite.
About how many folks do you expect to welcome?
We typically have, I'd say, around somewhere between 60 and 70,000 over the entire course of the weekend, and it's supposed to be beautiful, so we think we will be packed.
Congratulations, and thank you very much for speaking with us today on Sounds Good.
Thank you very much for having us.
Melissa Noel is Business Office Manager for WKDZ, WHVO Radio, Cadiz and Hopkinsville, and they are going to have a big time this weekend.
They are. They're going to make me hungry too. I don't know what you're doing to me today.